It was predictable enough. Democratic presidential candidate Al Gore managed to give the perception of being green without ever really trying the color on. As a senator, Gore penned the bestseller Earth in the Balance that won him a reputation for being an environmental visionary. But during his 8 years in the White House, Gore has done little to put his thoughts into action. The Clinton-Gore administration's record on climate change is particularly poor. In 1997, the world's leaders gathered in Kyoto, Japan, to sign an international agreement to cut greenhouse gas emissions, including carbon dioxide, the primary cause of global warming. 3 years later, the U.S. still hasn't ratified the agreement, which is referred to as the Kyoto Protocol. But Gore still wants us to believe he'll be the environmental president. Last week, he personally contacted the president of Colombia and told him he was concerned about the effect that plans to drill for oil in the rainforest would have on local tribes. That's tough talk from a man whose family holds about $500,000 of stock in a U.S.-based company involved in the project. Republican George Bush is even worse. When David Letterman recently grilled him about air pollution, Bush's big commitment was to say, "Sooner or later, we're going to have to make a significant change." That's a strong statement from the governor of Texas. According to the EPA, Texas leads the nation in the number of industrial plants violating clean air rules. So the winner is neither one. But then again, I didn't expect there to be a winner. The very nature of government forces leaders to compromise their values until there's virtually nothing left. But it doesn't really matter on the grand scale of things. The United States may be the most powerful nation in the world, but according to the U.S. Institute for Policy Studies, 51 of the top 100 economies are companies, not countries. Which is precisely why a recent announcement by 7 of the world's major corporations was so significant. They're voluntarily committing to make significant reductions in their greenhouse gas emissions ahead of any government requirements. The companies have pledged to reduce their combined emissions by more than 20% below 1990 levels. This announcement follows on the heels of similar ones made earlier this year by Polaroid, Johnson & Johnson, and IBM. They've all promised to cut emissions by 25% below 1994 levels. Compare all this with the Kyoto Agreement, which the government has yet to ratify. It's only asking for a reduction of 6% in carbon dioxide emissions below 1990 levels. So, Bush or Gore, it doesn't really matter. They're both fiddling around while the planet slowly burns.